Now, as students return to college this week and next, the price and lack of accommodation is at the forefront of many people's minds. And unfortunately, some will see this as an opportunity to try and scam unsuspecting renters out of thousands of euro. Well, on the line now is a victim of a rental scam that ended up costing him 6,000 euro last year. Levy Amarillo joins me now. Levy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay now.
Good. Levy, can you take us through what happened to you?
Okay. Basically, when I arrived in Ireland last year, I was trying to find an accommodation because as soon as I got in here, I was in a place in, just for 14 days.
Sure.
I saw an advertisement on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Brazilian guy as well. He was telling that he has a studio
mm-hmm.
for renting. And then we went in there. It was everything okay. He showed me the contract, which was on his name. But mm-hmm. The thing was, nothing happened after 2 or 3 months. But I didn't have the contract on my name, the lease on my name.
Okay.
So every time I asked him to go to the state agency to change into my name, he always say some excuses. No, you're going to have to pay for 500 euros, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing happened. So I was okay in that place. But 3 months after, my brother, who was in Brazil, decided to come to Ireland as well to study. So I need to find a bigger place for me, my partner, and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, I told this guy about this and said, oh, okay, I think I have another place for you, a bigger place, a very fancy house in the city center.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into this place. It was in his name as well. But as I was in the other studio for 3 months, I thought, oh, it's okay because nothing happened.
Sure, no, you thought you could trust him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved in to the new place with your brother.
And no, actually, my brother hadn't arrived. I moved with my partner.
Okay, with your partner.
Yeah.
And suddenly, there was someone knocking at your door to say...
Yeah, and...
To say that they had rented the place as well.
Yeah, the person, a woman, knocked the door. And, mm-hmm. and then said, how does she came in, you know, because the door was locked.
Sure.
And she said, who are you? And then I said, who are you? I rented this place. She said, I rented this place as well. She said the name of the guy. And then I said, I noticed that we were scammed. She said, I think we were scammed. And then I went out to the living room. There were maybe 10 or 11 people more.
Oh, my God.
As a meeting, you know, so I couldn't believe what was happening.
Who had
people into the house?
And all of these people had rented the apartment, thinking that they were the only ones going to be in the apartment. How much had you paid him at this stage?
Yeah, the total price of the house, the rent was supposed to be 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we paid it together 6,000 because it was the deposit in the first month.
Oh,
you know?
God. So you said there were 10 or 11 people there mm-hmm. that also had been caught up in this scam. Did you all hand over the same amount of money, do you think?
I'm not sure if it was the same amount, but some of them paid 1,500. Some
okay.
of them paid more than 6,000 because
wow.
it was another woman there. She was a doctor. But she wasn't supposed to live in the place. She came from Brazil
mm-hmm.
to Ireland just to organize her daughter's life in this house.
Yeah.
So she was a very rich woman in
sure.
Brazil. And she paid more because she wanted her daughter to live there by herself.
Okay.
In that place.
Okay. So
he's come to her twice because she transferred the money by Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Transferring by the Wise, the bank. But mm-hmm. sometimes when we transfer the money doesn't arrive on your account at the same day.
Sure.
And he was telling her, no, that your money
hasn't
didn't
arrived.
Arrive.
Yeah.
And then she paid again because she thought the money is going to go back to her account. So she was scammed twice.
Can I ask you, Levy, what did you, when you realized what was happening, what did you do and where did you go?
At the time, I was working in a hotel near Phoenix Park. And then I was an Irish porter. And so my manager, it was Brazilian, and the owner was is Irish. And then I called him and I said, unfortunately, I got scammed. And then he said, Levi, come to the hotel right now. And I just take all of my things. The other people stayed there trying to understand. Mm-hmm. They were waiting for a person from the state agency. I couldn't speak. I was speechless at the time. I just called my partner. He was working at the time. I said, come here fast because we were scammed. And then we went to the hotel, and the manager, they supported us for 1 week. Because we didn't have any place to go.
Of course.
But we didn't have any money to rent another place.
Because it's so much money. Were the guards and the banks able to help you at all? Did the guards help you?
Yeah. At the same day, we tried to contact the bank to see if we could recover some part of the money. The banks responded to us, and they say that they couldn't do anything because it was a common transfer, you know.
Yeah.
And the other people, they paid by cash as well. So in the same day, we went to Garda-E as well. Mm-hmm. We reported everything that happened. But at the same day as well, the guys fled back to Brazil. Oh. So they didn't have any time to do something, you know, to send to Brazil.
Did you ever get your money back?
Never. Unfortunately, I didn't. But and then we didn't know nothing about the guys. You know, we were told that they fly back to Brazil, but nobody had the money back.
What warning? Obviously, it is so unfortunate what happened to you. What warning would you give to people who are listening? Because we have a big Brazilian community in Dublin particularly, but all over Ireland and all kinds of people from everywhere who want to rent in Dublin. What warning would you give those people?
Firstly, I would say never pay any money before. Make sure you have a lease on your name. Mm-hmm. For me, it's the most important, you know, because if you have a lease, even if it's not totally true, because sometimes they do fake leases as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you sign something, when you see the name of the person, search for the name of the landlord as well. If you have a lease, you can search the name of the landlord. You can check on RTB, if I'm not wrong. It's the website that we can know if this property is safe for you to rent, you know.
Sure.
And this is a good advice as well. Don't pay any money in advance, because most of these people, they're trying to scam. They will ask you money in advance to say, if you pay in advance, I'm going to save this place for you. That doesn't exist.
I get you.
So this is a scam. And even if you go to the place and check the key, you know, if they give you a key, you have to be sure that you have the lease. Try to find if it is from a state agency as well. It will be safer, because after that, I literally went to another state agency. It helped me a lot, because you see that it is true, you know. You're going to talk to an agency person, and they will show you the place in the right
official,
way.
Official company, of course.
And search the name of the person on the internet, because you always see somebody telling something about this person, you know. So
other people might be speaking about them as well. Did it give you a bad impression of Ireland?
It didn't give him a bad impression about Ireland, because it was a person from my own country, you know. And then I thought that was a dream that I was about to. I had a dream to travel abroad, to work in a different country, to improve my English.
Sure.
As I was an English teacher in Brazil, so I came here just to improve more.
Yeah.
And then If it was an Irish person, probably I would be a bad
Of
impression, but
course, of
I
course.
didn't because I thought it
I
wasn't an Irish
understand.
guy. It wasn't Ireland that did this to me. And then I knew that could happen because before that, before coming here, I studied about many things, about violence, about, everything that could be a bad thing for me if I come here. So after 1 week, luckily and happily, my boss from the hotel, he borrowed me the money so I
Great.
could pay him after that, so it was an Irish guy
So
that
you
helped
got,
me,
I understand, I understand. And how is life for you now in Ireland?
Now is everything okay. After
Good.
that, I just finished my studies for 6 months,
Oh,
and then I
congratulations.
got a work permit. So now I'm working as a healthcare assistant.
Great.
So I'm very happy now because I can stay in Ireland for more time, 2 or 3 years, and then I don't have to go to school anymore. So I'm very happy now in a bigger
Good.
place, in a
Good.
real
Good.
place.
A real place. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Libby, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me this morning. And I hope things only get better for you here.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So that was Levy Amarillo. He was a victim of a rental scam that ended up costing him €6,000. He's sharing his story as a warning to college students who might be looking for accommodation at the moment. We also have a call in with the housing charity Threshold, and we're hoping to speak with someone about the prevalence of these types of scams shortly. And we'll be straight back after this. Now, we spoke earlier with Levy Amarillo, who wanted to share his own story of becoming a victim of a rental scam that ended up costing him €6,000. And he wanted to talk about that in the hopes of warning students as they return to college this week and next. Well, the housing charity Threshold last month joined forces with third level student bodies for the nationwide Scam Watch Rental Awareness Campaign. And Threshold's campaigns officer, Kat Clark, joins me now. Kat, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Afri?
I'm great, not a bother. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. I just wanted to ask you, how common is what happened to Levy, who we spoke to earlier?
So unfortunately, we do receive calls from students, and so do ICOS, the Irish Council of International Students, and USI, the Union of Students in Ireland, who we partnered with. We do receive calls from students around this time of year and all year round, sadly, about these. But the thing is, we know this is happening to students a lot more often than what they're coming to us for. So that's why we wanted to really come together and put this campaign together to educate students on protecting themselves and that this is happening in Ireland and to be conscious of it when they're looking for accommodation.
Sure. It's the one of the questions I asked Levy was whether there was anything that the Gardaí or the banks were able to do to help him or someone like him. Is there anything that they can do?
So, unfortunately, I'm not a representative for the Gardaí or banks, but I can say when students come to Threshold and have sadly become victims of scams, we do advise them to go get in contact immediately with the Gardaí and their bank because each situation is actually quite unique. And so there might be something that can very well be done on their behalf.
So at least always make contact with both of those, you would say, if something like this happens to you.
100% definitely let the guards and bank know and talk to Threshold as well. We're happy
Sure.
to walk you through it. And to be honest, we often receive these from students and we can let other people know. Like we put on our social media, like, oh, this scam is happening and it has affected a couple of students that have come to us. And so you can warn other students about it as well.
Absolutely. Is there a busy time of this is a weird question, but is there a busy time of year for rental scams? Like, would you see an increase around now when people are going back to college?
We do see a lot of calls from students at this time of year, but I will say it does happen all year round for all renters. So
Okay.
it's not like we can maybe be a bit lax about it, say, in March.
The rest of the year, for sure, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. We need to always be vigilant and always be aware that these are happening.
Tell us a little bit about Scam Watch, which is the rental awareness campaign that you guys are running.
Yeah, of course. So we were getting calls from students and we wanted to raise awareness that this is happening and also help students just know how to spot a scam themselves and mm-hmm. then know what supports are available for them before they run into a scam. So say if they were not sure about an ad, who do they call? They can definitely call Threshold, USI, or ICOS. We're happy to walk them through what red flags are maybe coming up for us on an ad, and then also what supports are available to them if they do sadly fall victim to a scam, and who can they call to see what the next step is.
Great. What you mentioned the red flags there and the things that people should be on the lookout for. Is there anything that you would be able to tell us about now, anything common when it comes to these types of scams that people should be on the lookout for?
Definitely. Levy touched on a few of them there in his interview as well. But the biggest two, I would say, the first one being if a landlord or letting agent is saying that they can't arrange a viewing immediately and they're urging you to pay a deposit and first month's rent before you can even see the property, the huge red flag for us. And the other would be if the landlord's bank account details are from a foreign bank account. That doesn't necessarily mean, oh, it's a definite scam. But I think if you look at these situations in the whole, you can see a couple of red flags there, maybe paired with the foreign bank account. That could mean, oh, I better be cautious about the situation and step away rather than proceed and give a large sum of money. Because as you know, renting in Ireland today is not a cheap thing. So. Even with what a landlord can ask, which is a deposit and first month rent up front, it's still a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, and you stand to lose a huge amount of money, absolutely. So what are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to rental accommodation? Finding rental accommodation.
Of course. So one of the biggest do's would be to trust your gut. I think we all know once you've had a look around staff, what is maybe too good to be true. I'm going to say most of the time it is too good to be true. That's a scam. That's not a real thing. So say a beautiful two-bedroom apartment off Stevens Green that is $500 a month is probably not a real rental ad. But also I know students like in Levy's situation who are maybe new to Ireland and don't know what is too good to be true, they're more than welcome to get in touch. Again, we're happy to go through an ad with them and say, like, oh, yeah, this is not on. This is not a real ad.
Sure.
Another big do is...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Kat, go ahead.
Another big do would be to view the property. And if you want to be extra cautious, which we would advise you are, you can ask the landlord or letting agent for a picture of their photo ID, so that way you can look them up, like Levy was saying, online. I will say he noted about the RTV database. That is a great resource because you can see all the registered tenancies. You can look up a property's address to see if it is registered.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily have to be the case for all students because some of them are licensees and they wouldn't be registered tenancies, but they can still be legit and not a scam. So again, I keep saying this, I'm so sorry, but get in touch with Threshold. We're so happy
absolutely.
To walk students through all of these things. So what resources are available, like the RTV database.
So if people do find themselves or suspect that they are have been the victim of a scam, what can Threshold do? You provide support and, you know, advise in next steps. Would that be fair?
Yes, definitely. So we're there to act as to give free advice and advocacy for renters, so we can definitely tell them what the next steps are, who to call. So someone in Levy's situation, he was just understandably gobsmacked and did not know what to do. We're happy to be there. That's why we're in existence, is for those situations. And so we're happy to lead you through the next steps and how to hopefully get your money back.
Where can people where can people contact Threshold, get more advice? You have a website, presumably.
Yes, definitely. So they can get in touch with us online at www.threshold.ie, or they can ring us on our free phone helpline Monday to Friday from 9 to 9 at 1-800-454-454.
Really appreciate it, Kat. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing all that with us this morning.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Thresholds campaign officer Kat Clark speaking to us there about how the housing charity and the third level student bodies joined forces for ScamWatch, a nationwide rental awareness campaign. And you can check out threshold.ie for more on that. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.